Good morning, everybody. At least it's morning where I am. This is John, and I know it's been a while since I've recorded anything, but as you can imagine, it's been a little nuts as we got through the iOS 10 and macOS launch, along with, you know, tvOS and watchOS and all the other things that have been going on. And on top of that, you know, layer onto that the Club Mac Stories anniversary, which we've been doing a lot for that as well. I thought I would talk a little bit inside baseball about the iMessage and sticker app roundup that I did on the 13th, which was the iOS 10 launch day. Mostly in the context of starting that and thinking it was going to be a simple, straightforward, quick project, and realizing very quickly that it was kind of a big beast that was going to take a lot more time than I thought. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's very easy to look at something from one perspective and then realize that you're missing what's really hard about it. And for this one, it struck me as straightforward and easy because doing a roundup of sticker packs and iMessage apps is really just a matter of writing a series of mini reviews, maybe, you know, 1 to 3 paragraphs each. So from a writing perspective, it was really pretty easy. The hard part was just the logistics because at the end of the day, I reviewed, I think, about 50 to 55 sticker packs and iMessage apps that were from roughly 35 or so developers. And that's where the difficulty came in. Really, it was just in the communicating with developers and making sure I had the information I needed for each. Because, you know, when you get on a test flight, what you don't have is the pricing information, and you don't have a App Store link. Those are probably the two key things I didn't have. And then on top of that, you had a situation where this was a new store launching, so no one was sure exactly when that was going to happen. And Apple, you know, started approving the apps and sticker packs on the 12th, the day before, but they were spread out over a long period of time, really started on the 12th, and maybe of those 50, maybe 8 to 10 got approved on the 12th, and then the rest of them came in throughout the day on the 13th, but there were actually a couple I had to pull out of the review. We covered them later, but I had to pull a couple of things out of the roundup because they weren't approved in time. They were having trouble with app review, or they just, you know, didn't make it through the process in time, and we didn't want to wait any further on publishing the roundup. So what ended up being the hard part was just juggling that, because I started out, I guess it's probably about 11 or 12 days before iOS 10 launched, Federico and I talked about doing the roundup. And at the time, I had a handful of iMessage apps and sticker packs on my phone. And so I'd been using them and had some thoughts on, you know, both of those things in general. But Federico had a ton. I mean, he had probably 50 or so at the time. And so I started writing the connective parts around the roundup, you know, the more contextual, this is what I think it means for the platform type of stuff that's in the article. And Federico contacted all the developers and had them start putting me on the test flights and sending me information via email. So my email inbox just started overflowing with not just emails from developers, but the test flight notifications. You know, every time an update goes through and is approved and there's a new beta version, you get a test flight email. So once I had 50 or 55 sticker packs and iMessage apps on my phone, I was getting test flight emails all day long and updating betas probably at least twice a day in order to try to keep up with things. So that, you know, that was complicated. I did a big spreadsheet that, you know, included all the developers' contact information, whether I had a link, whether I had pricing information, whether there are any special notes, all that kind of sort of thing, so I could so I wouldn't lose track of any of them. And then I just started using them, and the following weekend wrote about them. I didn't really get going until the weekend before iOS 10 launched because we had so many other things going on at the time. And I did underestimate how long writing it would take. Not only was it a matter of juggling all the different apps and talking to developers, but there was also, one thing that slowed me down, I think, too, was the switching between different apps and sticker packs, because you really had to keep keep writing new mini reviews, checking the facts, making sure I had everything right, and that sort of thing, as well as taking screenshots. I mean, that weekend was crazy because Federico was working on his screenshots. I was working on screenshots. And so we sent several hundred stickers back and forth and iMessage app notifications back and forth throughout that weekend, taking screenshots for each of the things we were working on. But basically between Saturday and Sunday, I got the full roundup written. I may have spilled over a little bit into Monday, finishing up the last few apps. And then the final nutty day was the day we published because it was still touch and go with some apps, whether they're going to get approved in time. I just had a written list of all the sticker packs and iMessage apps I was using. And I would, as I heard from developers, they were available. I'd check and then I'd cross them off. And during the course of the morning when iOS 10 launched, it went from having 50 or so down to a dozen, down to six, down to five, and so on and so forth. Pulled a couple of things out that we covered later, and actually added a couple of things that popped up during the day on Tuesday as I was waiting for everybody else's to get approved. I added a couple that I saw on the iMessage store. And then it was done, and I think it went really well, but it was one of those things that was a good lesson in don't underestimate how long something will take, just because it seems like it might be simple from one perspective, which is writing. If there's a lot of other moving pieces involved, there's a lot of non-writing time that needs to go into it as well. But I'm glad I did it, and I think it went really well and was well received, and was part of a really nice launch day we had for iOS 10 with obviously the iOS 10 review, and a bunch of other things that we published that day. Anyway, that's about it, and I'll try to be a little better recording these things for everybody now that things have calmed down a little bit. Bye-bye.